Today we have the incredible privilege to begin Maseches Megillah. And in the opening line, the Mishnah says, Megillah Nikreis, Biyod Aleph, Biyod Beis, Biyod Gimel, Biyod Dalet B'Tesvav. The Megillah can be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar. Lo Pachos, V'lo Yoser. Not any less, and not any more. So you read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is telling us very simply, you can't read the Megillah any earlier than the 11th, nor should you read it any later than the 15th. But the great tzaddik Rabbi Yitzchak Avarke says, but the wording doesn't make sense. It should have said, lo muktam v'lo mu'ocher, not any earlier and not any later. Why does it say lo pachos v'lo yoser, no less and no more? And the tzaddik says something so beautiful. He explains that later on in the Masechta we will see that part of the celebratory nature of Purim is that Purim represents another Kabbalas HaTorah, another acceptance of Torah. Kimu v'kiblu. We re-accepted the Torah again through the prism of the salvation of Purim. But whereas again, the first Sinaitic revelation or the first acceptance of Torah, there was an element of compulsion. Kafalim ha-kigigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the mountain over us. By Purim, it was a totally willful acceptance. Kimu v'kiblu. And the tzaddik says something so beautiful. He says, just like by Har Sinai, there were shlosh yesimei hagbala, there were 3 days of preparation. So too, this is why Purim has 3 extra days. The Megillah, when it discusses the celebration of Purim, discusses the 14th and the 15th of Adar. The Mishnah adds on 11, 12, and 13. 3 extra days. Says the Rebbe Avarke, 3 extra days, shlosh yesimei hagbala. 3 days of preparation. Just like there are 3 days of preparation when we receive the Torah by Har Sinai, there are, so to speak, 3 days of preparation coming into the Yom Tov of Purim, 11, 12, and the 13th of Adar, leading up to the 14th and 15th, the primary days of Purim. And I think the Rebbe is teaching us an incredible, incredible lesson. And based on this, we can understand why the Mishnah uses the wording of lo pachos v'lo yoser, as opposed to muktam Umuchar. It says not less and not more. It doesn't say early or later. Why? Because the Mishnah is coming to teach us an incredible lesson. That to have a meaningful experience in life, you need preparation. You need preparation. So the Mishnah is saying to have a proper Kabbalah Satorah, to have a proper Purim, you need at least 3 days. Lo pachos, lo pachos. You can't have less than 3 days of preparation. Now, leaving aside the 3 days, what the Mishnah is teaching me is, for any meaningful spiritual experience, you need preparation. You see, sometimes we undergo spiritual events, but we don't feel inspired, or we don't feel moved, or we don't feel changed. And very often that's because we haven't sufficiently prepared. Lo pachos. You can't walk into a Purim. You can't walk into a spiritual experience without some level of preparation. Lo pachos. So in Purim, it can't be less than 3 days. Kabbalah Satorah, less than 3 days. But for example, the Gemara Maseches Brachos says, the Mishnah says, Chassidim Harishonim, the early pious ones, used to meditate for an hour before davening. Because they understood, you can't just roll into davening. You can't just start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It requires preparation. Lo pachos. Lo pachos. A person has to decide what level of preparation do I need in order to make my spiritual activity meaningful. You have to plug this to everything. You know, Shabbos, especially during the winter, Friday is so short. But you want to have a meaningful Kabbalah Shabbos? You want to have a meaningful Shabbos night? It requires preparation. Okay, maybe for one person the preparation is going to be 3 hours. For another person the preparation is going to be 3 minutes. But I need something. I need something. Lo pachos. For every spiritual activity, for every spiritual event that happens in life, I have to identify how much prep time do I need to really feel it, right? We don't just roll into Yamim Noraim, you have Chodesh Elul. You have Chodesh Elul. The truth is you don't even roll into an Elul, you have Chodesh Av, which is already the beginning of the preparation for Elul, which is the beginning of preparation for Yamim Noraim. The Chassidim Rishonim an hour before davening. Kabbalah Satorah, Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah, 3 days of preparation. Purim, 3 days before Purim. Lo Pachos, you have to decide how much time do you need to prepare in order to be ready for the particular spiritual event. But on the flip side, lo yoser, you can't have more than 3 days of prep. Meaning what? That there are people who spend an entire lifetime preparing. I'm always preparing. always planning. I'm planning this and I'm going to do this. And there are people who could tell you every single thing they're going to accomplish. I'm going to do this when I'm 20, this when I'm 30, this when I'm 40, this when I'm 60. I'm going to retire here. I'm going to do this. I have incredible plans. Plans, 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 plans. Preparation all the time. Only one problem.